Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are already into the third hour. Got Richard C. Cook coming up. Got all this news I want to get to, all these audio clips. We're up in New Jersey and Texas and England, all over the place. You'll have a cameraman just out on the street, mainstream news, doing a news report, and the cops just walk over and beat the daylights out of them, and on news cameras go, I can do whatever I want. I mean, the government is just going crazy. I want to tell the corrupt people like that something. That's right. The corrupt system's told you can do whatever you want. See, there are bigger, more evil, corrupt people above you who are going to do whatever they want to you. You understand that? You get that? You're only allowed to do whatever you want because the system is going into total tyranny. Oh, you don't understand history, but you're going to find out. You're not afraid?
You will be.
Imagine an interview between Jesse Ventura and Yoda.
Oh.
Listen here, Yoda. Let me tell you something right now.
Who would come up with something that stupid?
Lucas, maybe. I mean, he's been milking the Star Wars.
And then Salacious Crumb can be like,
yeah.
What?
Where is Salacious?
You could have a court TV show with Salacious Crumb as the judge.
That'd be pretty cool.
Or and the bailiff would be Ventura, and the defense attorney would be Yoda.
Maybe they can get those good government scientists to make like a little Salacious Crumb chimera, and that could be his little sidekick. That'd be great, right?
All right, now we've gone completely into just insanity. I'd rather screw around on the show. I can't look at all this. I mean, folks, you think I'm trying to make the government look bad? I can't even go over all this. I don't even want to cover it. I don't even want to talk about all this. I mean, it's just...
I mean, the fluoride in the milk. Fluoride in the milk in 40 plus schools in the UK.
By the way, that's actually worldwide. They're putting it in most of the formulas too. That's just one blurb they reported on out of Sheffield. Mm-hmm. Here's a AP story about the FBI paid Fort Dix informant $240,000. Defense says in it to plot attack. It turns out as usual, the informant went in, created the group, was the commander of it. It's always the FBI commanding the terror groups, and it's always delusional schizophrenic types, and it's always we'll wear black top hats and white tuxedos and kill hundreds and we'll fly around and be unstoppable and then we'll rule and we'll take over the White House and we'll be president. I mean, that's what the Klan group in 98 in Texas was saying, stuff like that. Just as they found just outlandish winos, or they find those inner city black kids, a couple of them were mentally retarded on government subsidies. And remember, they were going to destroy everything in Miami and take over everything, and it turned out it was all just provocateur nothing. They couldn't even basically brush their teeth.
Yeah, they were basically not even going to do it. They were just trying to rip off the FBI agent for his money. They're like, yeah, we're going to do that. And they took his money, and you know, they had no intention.
Well, that was over a year.
Yeah, yeah. And see, they got exonerated. I think they tried to get him twice, and they couldn't make it.
Meanwhile, we have Obama with all these real terrorists around him, and it's like, oh, no. Oh, he's good. McCain's all mobbed up and Keating 5 and...
No, Brzezinski's a
good Yesterday guy. Was a weird show, wasn't it? Because you had Tarpley on. I was driving around, taking my kids to the park and stuff, listening. And you were on there talking about 1 hour, it's, you know, Obama's total devil. And then the next hour with McGovern, it's he's an angel cake. And
yeah, and I like both guys, but, I mean, it was just over the top. I just kept promoting third party. I'm like Chuck Baldwin, Cynthia McKinney, even Ralph Nader. You know, I'm like, those are all better choices than these two. And they're like, no, we have to stop at nothing to stop McCain and the neocons. And no, we have to stop at nothing to stop Obama and the, what was he calling them? The fascists. But
they're all bought and paid for by the same people.
Exactly. Like, one caller finally called in, and he really made the connections between Bush and the CIA in the late 70s, into the drug running in the early 80s while he was vice president, into running them through Mena, Arkansas with the Clintons. That's where they were really recruited and brought in, then Clinton's president for 8 years, and then Bush, and how it's all controlled at the top. And Tarpley just brushes that off. Oh, no, this is a new group that's coming in. I don't believe that, Alex. It looks like the same group to me.
Listen here, Yoda. Don't try that with me.
He also said, you know, what was interesting to me, that Cheney's going to lose his spot in continuity of government now that he's officially going to be out of the vice presidency. And I was like, well, you know, he was put there in the early 80s with the Reagan administration. You're going to tell me now all of a sudden with 20 plus years of experience in the shadow government, he's out? He's out totally? Come on.
All right, Burmish, you're going to be in here in 55 minutes for an hour. We'll miss you after you go back up to Pitbull Land. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we love getting Richard C. Cook on for his unique perspective on what's happening. He's been a consultant for NASA, the White House, a monetary historian. He's also written some books, and we just really enjoy and appreciate him spending time with us to give us his perspective on what's happening. I wanted to get his take on the economy, what's happening in this election, where he sees things going militarily, all the open announcements of internet censorship. In fact, Richard, let's start out of the gates with something I haven't covered with you before. There's a whole array of things they're using to shut down the web, but now in the Western world, they're openly announcing filters over alternative websites. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com are already banned from the Wi-Fi networks all over Europe and England. Australia is announcing total Chinese-style censorship, where the government only allows basically a few thousand sites through. Microsoft is coming out with new systems to censor on the national level. The establishment is really losing the war for the hearts and minds, and they have to, I guess, be able to move forward with this police state, shut down or control or curtail the web.
Well, that does seem to be what they are trying to do.
Give me your take on it.
Well, what we're seeing here at the end of the Bush administration I think, are a whole lot of things that are going to be done, and not just in this area, but we've already seen in the economy the takedown of the financial system. We're now seeing also in the military area, like we saw, for example, that announcement just made by Gates about how the Bush Doctrine was going to be expanded to cover any nation that they deem supplying military aid to anybody they define as a terrorist, including nations, rogue nations.
And so now there's provocative attacks, bombing, attacking villages with ground troops in Syria.
Right. So it seems as though now, at the very end of the Bush administration, they're doing everything possible to present the next president with a fait accompli, with a whole series of things that have been done to clamp down, to bring in this whole repression regime, and it looks as though the Internet is part of it. I'm even getting rumblings from people I know in federal government agencies that they are doing things like this. For example, in the area of environmental surveillance within NASA, I'm being told that NASA is taking steps at the very end of the Bush administration to get rid of environmental scientists they don't like. So the word has gone out from the power structure that the military repression state is going to be implemented. And I think this is what whoever is elected president is going to be handed. And because the president doesn't really give orders anymore, the president takes orders, I do not believe that either of the two candidates is going to be able to do anything about it, or is even going to want to do anything.
That's right,
about
Richard
it.
C. Cook. Let's go over the real power structure, the shadow government, which is now public. It claims through the executive dominance over the judicial and legislative, but now the president himself is under COG and under NORTHCOM and under the military industrial complex system, and governmental power has been handed to the top of the pyramid, the private inner group of international bankers that sit atop that. As people are like, oh, McCain will save us, Obama will save us. No, they've all signaled they're going to follow continually in the same order, and I want you to comment on that. And then Pentagon advisors, you might back off your phone a bit, Richard.
Okay.
Pentagon advisors warn of coming international crisis. Veteran consultant echoes warning from Biden and Powell. They're all saying massive military crises on the 22nd, 23rd, naming dates, massive financial crises. You know, folks think with the new election they're going to get changed, but they think for the better. No. All the indicators are going into very deep tyranny.
Yes, that is what everything seems to be pointing to. Let me go over to the economic part of it, if I could, for just a minute. Biden has said, and there were these quotes from this meeting he apparently attended and spoke to off the record with some of the top Democratic advisors, that nobody should expect the Obama-Biden administration to come in and launch any kind of a New Deal program that focuses on job creation or income creation for the middle class or for working people, that they can forget about that. And this was repeated in an interview that Robert Rubin gave. And Rubin, of course, has become one of Obama's closest advisors, as has Paul Volcker.
And let me just throw in before I forget, even, I want you to comment on this. Even Senator Dodd said in the New York Times, the banks are hoarding the money. It's going to cause a revolution. None of it's going to the people. We just have to pay for it. And he said it's going to cause a physical revolution. Well, that's why they're moving in with the security apparatus.
Well, the New York Times also had this story where they got information about a private meeting that was held by J.P. Morgan Chase, where J.P. Morgan Chase was telling its managers that we are heading for a deep recession or a depression, both words were used, and that they were going to tighten up on lending. And the reason that J.P. Morgan Chase was out there buying up other banks now, including the use of government bailout funds to do that, as we know, is to protect themselves. And so the banking system is consolidating now under the largest banks, and the largest ones that are now in the field, of course, are Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Goldman Sachs.
And that's all at the expense of the real economy. So understand, folks, you're not going to get any of it. You're just going to pay for it, and they're openly saying they're going to use police and military to enforce it. I mean, this is the classic third world takeover scenario.
Yes, it is. It's the kind of thing that we've seen in countries like Argentina or Chile, or other nations, Greece, when it went into a military dictatorship. We are seeing all that happening. But here's what I want to suggest that people really focus on when we're talking about the economy. And we're talking about the now trillions of dollars that are being fed into the banking system. The key economic indicator that I look at when I've done my analysis is one that people don't ordinarily consider, which is consumer purchasing power. We know that three-quarters of our economy runs off of the consumer economy, consumer purchases. And we know that because we ship so many of our good jobs overseas, which was part of the plan that the banking system came up with a long time ago, wages and salaries in this country for really 15 or 20 years have been stagnant. So the way they compensated for that during the Bush administration was with the housing bubble. It was with the mortgage loans and the home equity loans that were constantly being fed into the system as the price of houses escalated through the inflationary monetary policy of the Federal Reserve during the housing bubble. And then when people sold their homes and moved on to the next one, they got capital gains off of that. And, of course, the capital gains tax rate was lowered. And so that money was also fed into the producing economy. All of that is gone today. There is a tremendous deficit at the present time of purchasing power within the consuming economy. And now with banks tightening up on credit, and they have to tighten up on credit because nobody has enough money anymore to repay their loans, there's an enormous deficit of purchasing power. And what that is going to do is it's going to bring the GDP down to that level. And so we are seeing right now a collapse of the physical economy.
And again, from all their own documents, this has been orchestrated by design. Now they're proposing a trilateral world currency, a world government of and by the bankers. We'll pay our carbon taxes into them. Can you speak to that as a monetary historian?
Well, all of that is happening. There's been talk, and it's all, it's come out of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the think tank that reports to the Trilateral Commission, about creating a multi-currency regime. And, of course, this is where the concept of the Amero came out of. That wasn't just made up by conspiracy theorists. Those were studies done by the Trilateral Commission to create a North American Union with an Amero currency, and then you're going to have the Euro currency in Europe and the dependencies on Europe, particularly in the Middle East. Then you're going to have some kind of an Oriental currency, perhaps the Chinese currency or perhaps the Japanese yen. So the idea is to completely eliminate any possibility of any nation having an independent currency. The countries that have had an independent currency, like, for instance, Iceland, have been attacked. Their currency has been destroyed, and they've been thrown into the arms of the International Monetary Fund. And so, we are seeing that. We are seeing the world being divided up amongst probably three currencies that are all going to kind of feed into one worldwide monetary authority that is not under any sovereign, and it's not even under the United Nations. Now, I keep asking, where is the United Nations in all this? And the United Nations has pretty much been shunted aside. You never even hear about it anymore in the international arena of trying to keep some kind of international order. So it's all being done now strictly by the banking system and the banking international bankers.
Richard Cook is our guest. Come Obama, come McCain. They're puppets. It's not going to matter, ladies and gentlemen. The bankers took your tax money. They took your future. They took everything. Now they have to put a police state in so you can never bring them to justice. and so they can squeeze you even more.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
I'm going to plug this now before I forget it. It went up last night on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Four different clips. There's even more to come. They're put up on PrisonPlanet.tv in high quality. On the Bus with Willie. Hell yeah, there's a reason to investigate 9/11. And you can even see in clip two where I'm arguing with Ventura about how many people are awake to 9/11. So there's some sparring going on, good debate. Again, total, I guess, five different parts. There's two new parts on the bus in this. And we posted some other stuff yesterday morning, but this was yesterday evening. Really powerful stuff. That's up on Infowars.com right now. Public delusion and professional silence. War was a motive. Destroying evidence suppresses the truth. The cover-up conceals the real crime. Those are some of the sub-articles that Aaron Dykes did. Did a wonderful job getting this out so quick. And look, it's an interesting culture. It's fun to get Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson together and have discussions. You know, I mean, it's an opportunity. We do this for our listeners and viewers, and it gets people talking about 9/11 truth and talking about other issues. That's why we went out and did it, and it was a lot of fun. Going back to Richard C. Cook in the short segment, we're coming back in the next, more time to talk. Richard, studying history, and again, Richard's written for the Washington Post, consulted for NASA, the White House, long bio, you can read it at his website. We've got a link to that up on Infowars.com. But, Richard, how do you see this unfolding? I mean, regardless of who's elected, because this national security apparatus really is unfolding. And they're completely ruthless. I mean, to have the White House say no one's allowed to see what Treasury's doing, it's all blacked out in secret, Congress can't see it, we're just going to take trillions of dollars and do whatever we want, and Congress, if you don't pass the bailout, we're going to have martial law. I mean, that is martial law. I mean, they've done it, and they're just going to squeeze this. And the public's starting to wake up to what's happening. Why do you think, I mean, how bad do you think it'll get, and what do you think about, again, Senator Dodd saying there's going to be a revolution?
Well, Senator Dodd may be saying that in order to divert attention away from what is really going on, because the revolution is taking place, and it's taking place by the banking industry to knock down all the last remnants of a constitutional system.
That's so, right. They're the illegitimate government. They're the usurpers.
That's correct. So for him to turn around and point at the people as the source of a revolution is just a diversionary tactic, I think, on the part of people like him. Because if you ask who has really approved of all of these things, Congress has approved of every single thing that's happened. They've gotten Congress's rubber stamp for every step they've taken. And it's not that Congress is standing up there warning about what the people are going to do. It's the Congress that has betrayed the people every step of the way, including this last bailout bill, including all of the eavesdropping measures, including continuing to fund the military. I mean, while they were debating the bailout package, Congress passed a $600 billion authorization for defense for fiscal year 2009 on top of a $175 billion supplemental appropriation for the Iraq and the Iran wars. So not only is the banking system getting these trillion-dollar bailouts,
yeah,
the military-industrial complex is getting their own package.
Well, the headline was it was a trillion-dollar defense budget.
Well, it is when you add everything up, when you add the authorization to the supplementals. You're getting $1 trillion in defense.
I mean, they know the currency's going down. They know the country's going down. They engineered it. And they are just sucking everything out. And then now they passed secret police IRS provisions, global carbon tax provisions.
Right.
I mean, they are just going to squeeze the public.
Yeah, and here's something interesting. I put this in my last article. The Defense Authorization Act contains $300 million for a group of people to write articles in Iraq to influence the minds of the Iraqi people to favor the United States. Now, maybe they're going to do that, but $300 million? I mean, what is that money really for? Then you've got this authorization in there for these units to be placed on the back of trucks that are going to shoot microwave radiation as crowd control devices that the Raytheon Corporation is developing, and each of these units costs $5 million. And the article that I read about this said that these were to be used for crowd control in the United States.
And it said it can cause death.
Yeah, it can. Yeah,
No, that's the new, that's what you get, folks.
Yeah.
You give the banker all your money, and then he microwaves you.
So this is what's happening, but I think that what we really should be looking at is the plan that the military obviously has, and obviously Obama is going along with this, to start something in January in the Middle East that could be the big war.
Yeah, let's talk about the catalyst, the crisis coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they are secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
This isn't a joke, this isn't a game, this isn't a drill. This is hardcore economic domination with a military overlay. These are world conquerors, rolling a free nation that they've basically used up. Talk to Richard C. Cook in a moment about that, continuing with him. We're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. Burmese is going to have open phones next hour, and we'll take some this hour, too. And get into the election, any issue that you wish to discuss. So we're going to go back to our guest here in just one moment about what is this catalyst, this crisis that the establishment is all openly discussing. Biden's calling for a new world order. They're all calling for it. If there was any doubt about Barack Obama being new world order, I know Cook was even leaning towards him a little bit a few months ago. You hear him now saying, no, he signals he's certainly with it. Yeah, it's very serious. We'll go back to Cook in just a minute. Before we do that, we'll tell you about a couple sponsors. One of them is FoodShortageUSA.com. One word, FoodShortageUSA.com. We've got a link to it up on Infowars.com. Go to FoodShortageUSA.com to learn how to make your own storable foods for you and your family to prepare for the road ahead. This website reveals a step-by-step way for the average person to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part about the system is it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. It's never too late to get prepared and get ready. Are we saying this is something's going to bad's going to happen? We're not going to have food? Well, the establishment's saying that. They're hoarding food and saying get ready so they can then pose as savers. I don't know. I'm just not trusting or counting on the government. I'm going to take care of my family. 877-327-0365 to get more information. Foodshortageusa.com, 877-327-0365. And what goes with that like a horse and carriage is it's very inexpensive, very high-quality freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. It's where I've gotten my Storable Foods multiple times. It's where I bought Storable Foods for family. The longest continually operating Storable Foods company in the U.S., about 28 years, almost 28 now. It's 27 plus. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group with Steve Shank, the owner. 1-800-409-5633 to get a free catalog or a free audio CD about what they have to offer. Or go online, watch a bunch of videos showing their food and how it's prepared and the high quality, non-GMO. 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. You'll never have to stand on the bread line if you have your own bread. And the establishment says they're just going to squeeze us till there's nothing. They're just going to take all the money out of the country, give you none of it, of your own money you're paying for in taxes. And they're just going to nail you completely to the wall and teach you how to love your masters. I mean, well, not me. 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. You can't miss the giant banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And speaking of preparedness, these are really hot right now, and they've got them in supply. A lot of people are sold out. But this is a good company. There's only a few companies out there. We've been using it. We love it. Five different filters. It takes the water right out of the air. And then it goes through an active carbon filter, a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system. That right there gives you totally clean water. Then a taste and color removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial, antifungal UV light. I mean, it's like a tanning light. And you open up the top to look in there, it's like, you know, blue light shooting in there. Violet light, ultraviolet. Also, the machine comes in the colors red, black, white, green, silver, blue. EcoloBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com, or 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044. Atmospheric water generator. You can't beat it. Okay, we thank those sponsors for their support in making this show possible. By the way, we turn down hundreds of sponsors. We only take who I test and who I believe in. I endorse those three products you just heard from there. My point is we just don't take any old sponsor. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Richard C. Cook. Richard, fire out your website first, and then let's get into the big crisis. I mean, why are they being so obvious? I mean, Powell saying the 22nd, the 23rd, it will happen, but I won't tell you what it is. I mean, they love bragging. Of course, he's a knight commander of the Order of Bath under the Queenie, so.
Yeah. Well, my website, www.richardccook.com. Now, my new book is going to be out within the next couple of weeks, Alex. Let me tell you where to get that. The book is called We Hold These Truths, The Hope of Monetary Reform. And that's being sold now off my publisher's website. It's Tendril Press, T-E-N-D-R-I-L. They're a small publisher in Colorado, a very good company. And you can go to www.tendrilpress.com and order my new book. My new book is about monetary reform, and it's just, you know, I'm reading the page proofs this week to get the thing ready to go out. And to me, it's just amazing how easy it would be if we really had control of our monetary system to get rid of this debt-based monetary system that the banks run from the top down and that they've been running for decades, really having total control since the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 was passed, just how easy it would be to get rid of this and to begin to run our own monetary system based on the principle I've been talking about, which is that credit really is a public utility, just like water, clean air, or electricity, how easy it would be to capitalize our own financial system within our own country, our own nation, and use it for public purposes for the benefit of the people.
Instead, we've been used to build the New World Order, and now they're destroying us.
Yes.
As a black widow spider kills her mate after he's done the deed. Or like a female praying mantis eats her mate. I mean, we've been used up and it's over. And God, I feel sorry for people. We'll have you on when the book comes out, and I want to spend a whole hour on monetary solutions. And the reason you know your solution will work is it's been done many times in other countries. But let's get into the big surprise, the big thing. They can list the date But and the Pentagon comes out and says, yeah, big surprise. I mean, are they going to sneak attack Russia again? Are they going to start a war in Pakistan? Are they going to stage a terror attack? Are they going to default on their debts worldwide the 23rd? I mean, what intel are you getting, you know, formerly even working for the White House?
This is the amazing thing, that they all seem now to be telegraphing. And I read somewhere that it's in the nature of evil that they will come out and tell you ahead of time what they're going to do, because they get such pleasure out of scaring you half to death with it, that that's one of the tactics they use, is to stampede everybody into feeling and thinking, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about
it. And it's a message that they're omnipresent. It's also a message that they're omnipresent. And for those in the know, it's a message, we did it.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
And I've been communicating with people in the Middle East. I had an email exchange recently with an engineer. He is in China now, but he came from Iraq, and he also spent time in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and he's saying the war is coming. I'm also hearing the same thing from people out of Israel. In fact, I got an email message today from someone who had to leave Israel for his own safety.
But and that's why Biden is saying, hey, the people aren't going to like what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And Powell's saying people aren't going to like what Obama's going to do. So this whole time we're worried about Bush doing it.
Right.
But then Obama comes in, and the left is just going to be sucking air. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
The left has been totally co-opted in this by this change business and these pretenses at an economic stimulus. And I pointed out in my last article that the entire program that Obama has put forward as an economic stimulus amounts to $175 per capita within the United States. $175 per person is what Obama is proposing to put into the producing economy in the face of what could be another Great Depression.
Yeah, basically, I mean, to use an analogy, the elite gets $10,000 and the whole U.S. gets $100.
Yeah, that's what's going on. And
let's go back to Israel. Let's go back to Israel.
Yeah, going back to my person from who's been in Israel. He says half the people in Israel are assuming that there will be a war, and that Israel itself is on the chopping block for this, because it's not that Israel any longer is driving policy for the United States. I mean, Israel has 1.5% of the population of that region. They're a drop in the bucket in the Middle East. It's going to be the United States sweeping through the Middle East into Iran, but really it's all just staging the big war that is coming with Russia and with China. And Obama's constantly now beating the war drums with Russia, telling us over and over again how Russia's a rogue nation, Russia's an autocracy. If you want to know what they're really thinking, there was a paper prepared for the 2008 Bucharest summit of NATO by five NATO generals, including American, French, German, a couple others, which identified the target as China. And China was identified as the target because of the huge amount of dollars that China holds. And there has been speculation that if the United States ever defaults on its debt and leaves China holding the bag, then China itself is going to break ties with the United States. And that seems to be what is setting the stage. And the amazing thing of all of this, I find, Alex, is that if we have a World War III, and it certainly looks as though the United States is preparing for it, along with NATO, this will be a currency war, a war over the failed U.S. dollar. And that's, to me, just remarkable. It's not even over resources. It's over dollars, currency.
But what pretext? Are they going to stage some terror attacks or military events? Were they trying to start that 2 months ago with a sneak attack through the proxy in Georgia on South Ossetia and Abkhazia?
Well, that seemed to be one of the things that was being tried, although Russia put a stop to that real fast. Russia, I think, surprised people. Maybe they didn't surprise everybody, but I think they shocked a lot of people as to just how quickly and how efficiently they were able to put a lid on that whole Georgia business that the president of Georgia wandered into. So that didn't work. Now, I would have to guess that the provocation is going to be somewhere in the Middle East, maybe in the Persian Gulf, because, as you know, we've got an enormous part of the U.S. fleet in there. How easy or difficult would it be to stage an attack there of some kind that would then trigger the whole thing? I mean, these international incidents are not difficult to arrange. And
well, we've had Cheney again just a few months ago. It was reported by MSNBC and others, The New Yorker, Cy Hirsch, who, by the way, we're lining up for the show, openly coming out and saying that Cheney wanted to have Navy SEALs stage an attack on U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz. So.
Well, the really interesting thing is how Colin Powell has suddenly appeared on the scene. No one in their right mind would do what he has done of announcing his support for Obama and then within, what, a week, starting to talk about a major incident on the 21st or 22nd of January. No sane person would do that unless it was part of the plan. And, of course, Obama seems to be quite willing to say or do anything at this point.
So this is a provocation. The script. This is a provocation. We have continual attacks in Pakistan by U.S. forces.
Right.
We have sneak attacks going into other countries like Georgia, into Russia, but on the border, but not just there, going in to Syria and putting ground troops on the ground, shooting people.
And listen to what Obama is saying about Afghanistan. He keeps saying over and over again that he wants us to go into Afghanistan to take out Osama bin Laden.
So you think they're going to stage a capture of bin Laden?
Osama bin Laden, according to the sources that are out there, probably hasn't even been alive for the last 5 years.
Or longer.
I mean, he was in deep kidney dialysis failure in 2001. Not only in Saudi Arabia or the UAR, but in Pakistan, where he was treated in a hospital. In fact, he may have been in a hospital in Pakistan on 9/11, getting dialysis.
We know
treatment.
He was in Dubai weeks before and met with the CIA chief.
Right. That's right. So this man has not even been there for years.
So probably. Bottom line, Richard Cook, what do you see happening?
I see happening an attempt to start a major war in the Middle East through some provocation that's going to take place in January after Obama is inaugurated, or maybe they'll even do what they did with Reagan. You remember when Reagan was inaugurated and suddenly we flipped over to the hostages coming out of Iran?
Yes.
And what a great event that was. Here we had a new president, and now we had hostages appearing mysteriously on the TV the same day. I think it could be something just like that.
And we know they paid them a lot of money and weapons to do that.
Right. That was all staged, and George H.W. Bush was part of that.
And it's admitted it's staged. I mean...
So the whole thing is being set up.
Well, let's look at the local in the U.S. and Europe. As they shut down Main Street more and more, and as the public learns that all the money was taken and given to offshore banks, what is the public going to do?
I think the public has no choice but to do anything possible to protect themselves. Now, what is the main liability that we have, that members of the public have? Well, the main liability is debt, is that we're all in debt. Jobs are going to be lost, and people are still going to have to pay, are going to be dunned to pay their credit card loans. Right now, there's $1 trillion out there in credit card loans, and interest rates on the credit card loans are going up and up. I know people who are being charged 29% now on their credit card payments. So people have got to face the fact that they're deeply in debt. that they need a source of income, that they need the necessities of life, and it's a time when individuals and groups and communities are going to have to come together and to realize that this government isn't going to do anything for anybody right now.
Well, I agree with you. We need to get the word out, and it's already out there partially. This is a completely rogue government.
Yeah.
This is a criminal, military, third-world dictatorship-type move.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe this is happening to us, my children, my family. I mean, I'm freaked out, Richard, and, you know, I'm somewhat of a tough guy. You know, I expect this. I live this. You are a realist. You're, you know, by tough, I mean mentally tough. You're ready for it. But does it not even shake you to your core to realize that we're living what people were living in the mid-1930s in Germany? I mean, we're really, we got front row seats to some bad stuff.
Yes, we do.
And, folks, if you're not shaken to your core, there's something wrong with you. These people are going to give us no quarter. You know what that means? It's like in a fight and they beat you and you're on the ground, they got a knife to your throat. They're not going to stop. And they pose as our saviors. I mean, they are just committing crime openly, openly illegitimate.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
We're going to have Jason Burmish for the last 52 minutes, the 8 after in here. I've got so much work piled up. I literally have to, but I'm glad he's here. He does a great job sitting in. Sad he's leaving town tomorrow back to New York. I want to keep Richard C. Cook 5 minutes in the next hour so I have a chance to talk to Scott, John, Shirley, and Ted, and a few other callers for him, but... You know, Richard, they covertly paid off local police, federalized them. I mean, open bribery, CIA, Delta Force that I discovered in the late 90s. This is a far-reaching military-industrial complex takeover. And I guess it all rests with the police and military not going along with it, but it's so sophisticated. I mean, I'm not claiming I'm smart, but it took me years to even understand it. For people that haven't studied history, they just can't grasp that there are powerful people who want to control and run everything, and they're ruthless, and they've looks like they've done it.
That's right, and that's why I've tried in what I've been writing to give the historical roots of this, to show where it came from, because people don't understand that. You know, people just take everything out of context. But I also learned from a friend of mine who was in intelligence, in State Department intelligence, that when the Patriot Acts were passed and the Homeland Security Department was set up, the FBI white-collar crime unit was eliminated. All of the FBI resources were put onto domestic terrorism, if you can believe that.
And that means political commissariat. And for those that don't know, that's now admitted. So they literally took the watchers off themselves. This is white-collar criminals.
That's right.
Taking control of the government.
These were the ones who should have been watching Wall Street, who should have been watching the Security and Exchange Commission, watching the mortgage bubble. That no one in the federal government had an eye on. The people who should have been doing that were deliberately removed from that responsibility.
And here's the bad news. Now they're going to redouble it, but they're focusing in on low-level middle class, where
right.
If you dot an I wrong, cross a T wrong, you're going away.
Right, right. That's exactly
God
right.
God help us, man.
Yeah,
these are criminals.
That's what we're seeing. So, you know, we are at a time when every person in this country and probably beyond this country has a choice to make.
Yeah.
You know, do we go along with this or do we somehow make a stand, you know, in our lives, in our responsibilities? And it comes down to that. It comes down to individual decision. And then having said that, people in communities and groups have got to get together. For example, there is no reason why people cannot put together some kind of local currency system or local
barter.
labor exchange system or barter system to at least be able to pool resources on getting through this situation. That's being done in a lot of places in the country.
Well, rural folks know how to do that, but people in the cities, they don't even talk to their neighbors. So.
Oh, no. People in the cities are atomized, isolated, even though they're packed together. So, but nevertheless, we are human beings. You know, we do have a power of choice.
And survival has a way of making you get up off your butt.
It does. And you know, a lot of dreams are going to have to be deferred today. You know, we all have our dreams. We all want this, that, and the other thing, but a lot of those dreams are going to have to just be set on the back burner.
It's got to be put on hold because of the New World Order nightmare.
Yeah, because we're talking survival and we're talking basic human integrity. You know, what do we do in our individual lives?
Instead, they're going to have the cops squeezing us, pushing us, making it as bad as possible.
Right, but as you pointed out, the cops are human beings too, and every cop has to make their own decision about whether where they stand. I mean, Russia went through this. Russia went through this for several decades, and they had a very large prison system. They had the Gulag. We read Solzhenitsyn's books about it. Those who had a will to live, to be honest, decent people, got through that. We've got to do the same.
Richard Cook, stay with us. 1 minute break as we start the fourth hour. I'm going to come in and jam a few calls in for you. Then Jason Burma is coming up with your calls as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved